Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Awesome Space Facts for Kids Discover, Amazing Facts, Mind-Blowing Records, and the Wonders of the Universe, by John Hicks is a children-oriented non-fiction introduction to astronomy, space science, and space exploration. Written for young readers, especially those around age 8 and above, the book presents outer space through short explanations, memorable facts, records, and accessible descriptions rather than through a dense textbook format. Its subject range includes the solar system, planets, stars, black holes, space phenomena, spacecraft, astronauts, and the continuing work of space agencies such as NASA. The purpose is not to provide advanced scientific instruction, but to give children a broad, engaging foundation for understanding what lies beyond Earth. By combining factual learning with curiosity-driven topics, it positions space as both a scientific field and a source of wonder. The book is best understood as an entry point for young readers who want clear answers to common space questions and a structured way to explore the universe. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, bite-sized space facts make astronomy approachable for young readers. It's datey. A central feature of Awesome Space Facts for Kids is its use of compact facts and short thematic sections to introduce a subject that can otherwise feel too large or technical for children. Space science includes enormous distances, unfamiliar vocabulary, and concepts such as gravity, orbits, galaxies, and cosmic time. Presenting these ideas in brief units lowers the barrier to entry, because a child can absorb one idea at a time without needing to follow a long theoretical explanation. This structure also suits the natural way many young readers approach nonfiction. They often browse, pause on surprising details, and return to sections that interest them most. The book uses facts as entry points into wider scientific ideas, so a detail about the size of the sun or the behavior of astronauts can lead to questions about scale, energy, human biology, or technology. This approach is educationally useful because it builds confidence before complexity. Rather than treating astronomy as a subject reserved for specialists, the book frames it as a field that begins with observation, curiosity, and clear information. Secondly, the solar system is presented as a structured neighborhood beyond Earth. The book gives attention to the solar system, a natural foundation for children learning about space, because it connects familiar objects such as the sun and moon with planets, moons, and other bodies farther away. This focus helps readers understand that space is not just an empty background, but an organized environment shaped by motion, gravity, distance, and physical differences between worlds. For young readers, learning about the solar system develops several important scientific habits. It encourages comparison, such as noticing how planets differ in size, temperature, composition, and location. It also introduces scale, since even nearby planets are separated by distances far beyond everyday experience. By treating the solar system as a connected system, rather than a list of isolated objects, the book supports a clearer mental map of where Earth fits in the cosmos. This is especially valuable for children, because many later astronomy topics depend on that foundation. Eclipses, seasons, planetary exploration, and space missions are easier to understand when readers first grasp that Earth is one moving world among many objects orbiting the sun. Thirdly, space phenomena and cosmic records connect facts with scientific wonder. The subtitle emphasizes amazing facts, mind-blowing records, and wonders of the universe. And this reflects a major appeal of the book. Children are often drawn to extremes: the biggest star, the hottest place, the fastest spacecraft, or the strangest object in space. These record-based facts are not merely entertaining, they help readers understand scientific measurement. When a book discusses enormous planets, powerful stars, black holes, or unusual space events, it gives children a reason to think about magnitude, cause, and evidence. Space phenomena, such as eclipses or other observable events, also connect distant astronomy with experiences people can sometimes witness from Earth. That connection matters because it prevents space from becoming purely imaginary. The universe is presented as something studied through observation and investigation, not only through fantasy or movies. Records and wonders work best when they lead to questions, and this book appears designed around that function. It gives young readers surprising information, then leaves room for them to ask why those things happen and how scientists know about them. Fourthly, astronaut life and spacecraft technology show the human side of exploration. One of the more distinctive areas highlighted in available descriptions and reader responses is the attention given to astronauts and life in space stations. For children, this topic bridges abstract astronomy with everyday human experience. Questions about how astronauts eat, drink, sleep, exercise, and work in orbit are practical, concrete, and easy to imagine. They also introduce important scientific principles in an indirect way. The need to exercise in space points to the effect of microgravity on the body. the challenge of drinking or sleeping in orbit shows that ordinary actions depend on gravity more than people usually notice. Spacecraft technology adds another layer by showing that exploration requires engineering, planning, protection, and specialized tools. This helps readers see that space travel is not simply adventure, it is a complex collaboration between science and technology. The book therefore broadens the meaning of space exploration. It is not only about distant planets or spectacular discoveries, but also about the people who train for difficult conditions and the machines that make survival beyond Earth possible. Lastly, the educational design favors clarity while leaving room for stronger visual support. The book is praised in available reviews for simple language, well-researched content, and an accessible style, but some readers also note that it could benefit from more pictures, color, or interactive elements. This balance is important for understanding its place in the children nonfiction category. A fact-focused text can be highly useful for readers who already enjoy information and can stay engaged through short written sections. It can also work well for parents, teachers, or librarians who want a concise resource that introduces multiple space topics without excessive complexity. However, astronomy is strongly visual. Images of planets, spacecraft, eclipses, nebulae, or astronauts can help children connect words to physical reality, especially when the subject involves scale and objects they cannot observe directly. The reported limitation does not remove the educational value of the book, but it shapes how it may be best used. It may be strongest as a reading resource or discussion starter. While visual learners may benefit from pairing it with documentaries, telescope viewing, diagrams, or illustrated astronomy guides. In conclusion, Awesome Space Facts for Kids is best suited for children who are beginning to ask serious questions about space but are not yet ready for a highly technical astronomy book. It should appeal to readers around age 8 and above, especially those who enjoy trivia, science records, practical questions about astronaut life, and broad introductions to planets, stars, black holes, spacecraft, and space exploration. Parents and educators can use it as a low-pressure way to build vocabulary and background knowledge before moving to more detailed science texts. Its practical benefit is that it organizes many common space curiosities into a child-friendly format, making it easier for young readers to connect separate facts into a basic understanding of the universe. Intellectually, it encourages comparison, scale awareness, and curiosity about evidence-based discovery, compared with heavily illustrated spacebooks. It appears more text and fact-driven, which may make it less visually immersive but useful for children who like quick information and independent reading. Compared with simple picture books, it covers a wider range of concepts and can grow with a developing interest in astronomy. Its distinguishing strength is the combination of accessible explanations, varied topics, and attention to both cosmic wonders and the human realities of space travel. If you would like to support John Hicks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.